Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
La la, we must save it. Hello. We're saving it for the show. Save it for the show. That was actually going to be the name of this podcast. Save it for the podcast. It really was. And then somebody else took that idea afterwards. Pull up that podcast, Shannon. Save it for the podcast.
Save you want to save it for the show.
I bet they haven't done an episode in 6 years.
I bet. We should change the name of this podcast. Save it for the podcast.
You got a great name. Don't change it. What's wrong with
it? It is Real Ass. Yeah. Remember when that other podcast took the name Real Ass Podcast and we had to dox their family members?
Dude, that happened to High Society, too. And then I got an email from the dude who is the co-host of the fake High Society radio being like, hey, my friend just has mental issues and he's obsessed with Ron and Fez, so he stole your show name and didn't tell me and
made me
do this podcast.
That's a real ass move right there. I'm going to tell you right now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Their last episode was January 31st, 2019.
See? Can we hear their...
they all died of COVID.
7 minutes into their last episode. I'm so, so sick.
I just got back from China. First episode in a while.
Oh, it's saying playback error. Let me see if I can find it somewhere.
They can't even fucking playback their old
episode. The title of the last episode is Bat Tasting.
Yes. Touring the Chinese wet markets. By Save It for the Podcast. Mm. Welcome to the show. This is the Real Ass Podcast Friday show, ending the week strong, as always, with some incredible guests. Zach D'Amico, unfortunately, out sick, but we do have two incredible guests right now. I don't even know. Fucking Chris is all upset right now. He's coming
in
with...
I'm not upset.
He's coming
in.
He's coming in with some energy right now. So here's the deal, okay? We booked Paul Verzi and Mike Figgs as the guests.
Okay.
Now... Paul Verzi is running very, very late right now. We started the show 10 minutes late. Mm. Paul Verzi is still not here. Who knows when Paul Verzi is going to be here? Probably not going to be here for a while.
Grilling with Bill Burr or something.
Yeah, who fucking... He's doing Jim and Sam this morning. And I love Jim and I love Sam. But, I mean, come on.
Never met them. I have no respect for them. I never met them personally.
Come on. It's a dead platform. Sirius XM?
Who buys that?
What are we fucking doing, dude? What are we doing here? You know, this is the fucking new morning show. This is, dude, a lot of people say that I am that new Howard Stern. A lot of people say that.
I agree. All those people I agree with. I haven't heard it, but I know they're out there.
Three out of five interns at Gas Digital.
Goddamn right. I have a lot of Howard Stern energy. I've gone beyond Opie and Anthony.
The
it's Howard Stern.
The autistic kid that stole your podcast name was the one that messaged him.
So regardless, Paul Verzi, he's big time in me right now. But this goes to show what a fucking boomer Paul Verzi is, that he thinks a radio show should take priority over the real ass fucking podcast. But it's okay. It's neither here nor there. It's not even a big deal.
Well, my question is, why isn't Chris sitting there?
So here's the deal. So Chris is in the co-host seat. Technically, Zach called out. We called Chris late last night and said, hey, can you sit in for Zach today? And of course, Chris always fucking steps up. He's a goddamn rock star. Chris doesn't fuck around. Every time he comes through, he kills it every time. Okay. I would say the honorary co-host of this show.
Reminds me of myself.
I appreciate
When I'm out or Zach's out, a lot of the time, it's very often, most often, it's Chris that steps up. Okay. And I respect that. So Chris comes in today. And right as we're about to start,
this is where I usually sit.
Right as we're about to start, Chris apparently has a problem.
I don't have a problem.
You said he had a problem.
I'm saying because you're mad that Verzi's big dicking you by staying on Jim and Sam, you're going to make him walk. You're not usually sit over there, no?
No.
I'm just saying you're going to make him walk past you.
Yeah, that's a Zach shaped corner of the room. I don't know if you noticed that.
Fair enough. He
Zach
does.
Fits in that corner.
He is
perfectly.
A liquid and he just forms to fit that corner.
So, no. So now you're upset because you feel like that chair indicates co-host.
Not at all.
Better position.
I prefer this chair because I can get out of here real quick and take a piss before everybody goes to take a shit after the show.
Why did you say anything then?
Because you're big dicking Verzi by making him, he's going to have to scooch past you.
I'm not.
So you're going to make an adult man scooch on the air live if
he's
going
to have to scooch. And to be honest with you, when Verzi comes in, if you want the number two position, if you want that chair.
No, I'm not scooching
on the air.
You can
scooch all you want.
I'll scooch when there's no cameras on. I'm not scooching once the cameras are on.
I'll tell you right now. now.
I'm happy to be here, guys.
Figs will jump right over there.
Figs. Figs has a very scoochable body.
I'll scooch like, over Figs, there.
Figs, Figs, it looks like there's not that much space between him and the wall, but you.
Zach's corner's half full.
I'm fucking jacked right now. I'm yelling, you'll create him. You guys.
Are you crushing it right
crushing
now, Figgies?
Right now. Crushing it.
Like, we have a lot
powerlifting.
We have a lot to talk about. Paul Verzi loses his rights to plug his shit that's coming up, so we're just going to do plugs right now.
What's he got coming on?
Fuck it. I don't know. He ain't plugging shit. He ain't plugging shit on the show, I'll tell you that much. Okay. Chris from Brooklyn, what are you plugging?
I got December 4th in Albany with Robbie Bernstein. You can go to robbythefire.com/shows, get tickets to that. And December 9th, actually, in Brooklyn at the Tiny Cupboard, I'm doing a headline set. Zach's on the show. Shane Smith is going to be on the show, and I'm doing a long set. It's $5. December 9th, Thursday. Come through.
Hell yeah.
I named Robbie the Fire. That needs to be pointed out.
Okay.
Robbie the Fire Bernstein. That was my little fucking thing.
You point it out every time I plug these dates.
Yeah, you know?
Also, you know, check out Notes of a Goon and High Society Radio. Those are my podcasts.
Figs.
Figgy. Guys, I'm going to be at... I can't read my own calendar. Here we go. The 21st, I'm at Sip Studios, New Jersey. Joey Rinaldi's Bad Trip. Then next week, I'm on the 27th, 11 Friends. I'll be at The Stand Live, 10 o'clock. I'm there before Lewis. Lewis still hasn't got booked on that show. Next day, I'll be at Brooklyn Comedy Club. Robbie Goodwin and I are hosting a show called Possession. It's going to be fun. We're going to be dressing up. We're going to be doing impressions and shit. We're going to have
you know you got nothing going on when you're plugging Brooklyn Comedy Club dates.
It's going to be a big party. There's a lot of people there. It's an up-and-coming club. And, yeah, I appreciate if you guys come out and see your
Saturday board. Night, the 23rd. This Saturday night, myself and Zach Amico will be at Co-Host Music Hall in Co-Host, New York. That's right outside of Albany. Then October 28th, Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago. Next Thursday night, all before Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. We're giving away another pair of all-access passes. Shannon, is it Monday or Fridays do we give them away?
Oh, I think it's Friday. I'll have it by the end of the show.
Have it by the end of the show. Get me a fucking random person. Whoever, we're giving away one pair of all-access passes to a Gas Digital subscriber that's using the promo code RAP. We're going to give it away at the end of today's show. But here's what you got to tell you, all right? Here's the thing you got to know. Skankfest is sold out. It has been sold out for a long time. It is going to be the biggest Skankfest we've ever done. It's going to be the craziest Skankfest we've ever done. More people, more comedians, more partying, more surprises, more everything, okay?
Hell yeah, baby.
More drugs, more alcohol, more everything. But for the first time ever, we are opening up Skankfest to the masses worldwide. We are doing Skankfest pay-per-view live streams. Through Moment House. Thank you to Moment House for coming in and handling this. This is going to be an incredible fucking thing. We're doing 3 shows per day, 9 shows throughout the entire weekend that you can exclusively sit in at home through momenthouse.com/skankfest. What you got to do is you got to go buy the tickets now. It's $8 per stream if you buy individual streams. If you buy the entire weekend, all access pass, it's $65. It's the same price as a UFC pay-per-view. You're getting about 12 hours of Skankfest streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else. The Legion of Skanks that we're doing there, it's not a Legion of Skanks podcast. It's a Legion of Skanks live show. It's not going up on Gas Digital. It's not a Gas Digital live podcast. The part of the problem is not a live podcast. It's not a podcast that's going to Gas Digital. These are exclusive streams. The only way you can watch these streams is by either being at Skankfest or by going to momenthouse.com/skankfest and buying the pay-per-views. We're doing 9 streams. The Roast of Luis J. Gomez. We're doing 2 Ellis Mania events. And me and Ellis are competing at a couple of events against each other. Harrington and Dylan are fighting. We're doing Roast Battle. We're doing fucking What's Your Fucking Deal. We're doing the Bonfire Legion of Skanks crossover exclusive streams. momenthouse.com/skankfest. Go there right now. If you wait until the day of Skankfest, it's going up by a couple bucks per stream. Save money. Get them in advance. It's $8 a stream if you buy them a la carte, or it's $65 if you buy the entire weekend. You don't have to watch them live either. They're available for 48 hours after the stream. So if you guys want to wait until the end of the day and watch all the streams at once, boom, you can do that. If you want to wait to the end of the weekend, just watch everything on Monday and say,
Lewis,
holy
can
shit.
I point something out?
What?
You should try, if you can, to watch live, because it's Legion of Skanks. It's Texas. Someone's pulling a gun out.
It's
going
to get wild.
This is exciting. Keep going.
Part of the problem in Texas, everyone's getting shot in the face.
It's going to get fucking wild. I'm going to tell you right now, we've never done this before. Buy the pay-per-view fucking streams. I'm telling you right now, it helps us out. It's going to enable us to really open up Skankfest in a very, very big way for years
to come.
Air
it out. That's what they
call it. For years to fucking come. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a big deal. So go buy the pay-per-view stream just to support us. I'm going to tell you right now, some people, I know some Gas Digital subscribers were like, why don't we get it? It's not a Gas Digital production.
Yeah, motherfuckers. This
isn't, you know, guys, I would
love. This is the premium, bitch.
We give you so much shit, okay? This is a special thing that we're doing. Support us. We're not being greedy. We want to make sure that everyone's fucking making some cash. cash, and we can continue to do things like this. And it's not cheap. It's not. We're just not plugging in a fucking camera phone. We're bringing in an entire production company to do this, and it's a very, very.
What's the name of the production company?
It's called Moment House.
Moment House.
Moment
House. Verzi was coming in to promote Momo House, which was a gay reality show. It's just him and Burr making fun of gay
people.
Dude,
it's fucking
in the house.
Brutal. I'm at the Momo House.
Once again, it's momenthouse.com/skankfest. Go there right now, momenthouse.com/skankfest, and sign up right now and grab those streams while you can.
Wow, I'm bricked up. After hearing that, I bricked up.
You're bricked up? Are you excited? Are you excited about Skankfest?
That's amazing, dude. A la carte? What? You said $8 a la carte?
A la carte.
What are you, a server at Roost Chris?
Doggy.
That was amazing.
Doggy. How dude, excited you are you?
For, you get 3-for-2 appetizers right now?
Oh, shit. Wait, what? What appetizers?
How excited are you about Skankfest?
Bonfire crossover with the Skankfest?
Right. What?
Rock and roll karaoke? What?
We are doing rock and roll karaoke.
Big J's hosting a DJ set. Then there's going to be another show somewhere else with actual live instruments that I might open up for. For Josh Adam Myers, what? That is crazy, dude.
I can't stand you.
Kill Tony might be doing a show,
shut
too.
Shut the fuck up.
I heard that Louis C.
Ron Paul's going to fight Joe Rogan at Ellis Mania.
I heard Sebastian Maniscalco's going to show up.
What?
Everybody's going.
And he's
going to
get face fucked by Limp Bizkit.
Can I please get a coffee, please? Just a black coffee. That's fine. Please.
It's going to be sponsored by Machine Gun Coffee, too? What? There's going to be Machine Gun Coffee reps there?
Somebody's going to shoot Machine Gun Kelly with a machine gun?
Machine Gun Kelly's going to be there with Travis Parker? What?
What?
What? Skankfest right. South? We're all flying there, motherfuckers. We got to take an airplane there. And you want to have it with the regular gas digital. Suck my dick.
Do you have pink eye?
No, I haven't. I'm having an allergic reaction.
What is going on with your eye?
He finger blasted his dog. And
I came in here. I did a little yo kratom. And I'm reacting, guy.
No, relax. You never disparage the name of your kratom.
Oh, sorry. No. I just got a little allergic reaction to my dog.
To your dog? What type of dog do you have?
Schnauzer. Mini Schnauzer. Really cute. Very
Schnauzer.
Cute. Bella. Cutie. Her hair must have gotten my eye. And when I pet her before I left and I wiped my eye. Yo, Kratom, Skankfest. I am so excited.
Relax.
Where are
Figs,
you staying?
Figs. You relax.
I got a
Figs,
nice hotel with a Figs. Nice pool.
Figs is very.
Where you stay?
He's got to always fill in.
I don't want to tell the fans because I don't want the fans because a lot of fans have been hitting me up. They're gonna come there. I want to be able to relax at the hotel, write my sets, practice my kill switch.
You're not
gonna
relax at the hotel.
I'm gonna relax at the hotel.
Nobody's relaxed at the hotel.
It's like fucking 6 miles away. It's a $20.
Cocaine
Uber.
Is relaxing.
It's a $20 Uber.
What hotel are you staying at?
I'm like a Hyatt.
Hyatt?
Oh, you're
staying at the Hyatt?
Yeah, I'm staying at the Hyatt, bitch.
Why
the
Hyatt?
Because it's a nice fucking hotel. I got a price line for $500.
Oh, okay. So you, because they give you a buyout. So you just picked your own hotel.
Well, I did the whole fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well I wasn't part of the fucking Gas Digital itinerary.
I won't say where I'm staying, but I'm not staying at the Hyatt.
I'm staying where it
looks. Are you staying at La Quinta Inn? Is
don't,
it worse?
Don't you worry about
it. Is it
me,
worse
baby,
than a Hyatt?
No, I'm staying at a nice place.
Figs, you know they got a whole house made of beer cans.
I can fucking imagine.
Me and you get drunk at the beer can house one.
You've never even been to Skankfest at all. Have you been there last time?
It's my first time, and I'm going to fucking go wild.
Yeah, you don't. It's not like you're not gonna. The hotel doesn't matter. You're gonna go to Skankfest in the morning and you're not going home until the end of the night.
Really?
Well, yeah,
what do you have? Fucking morning coffee shows? What do you mean in the morning?
It's like
what
noon. Time?
Starts at noon. Doors open at noon. There's gonna be a fucking line of 2,000 people trying to get in this place at fucking 12 p.m.
Wow.
I'm showing up on a fucking horse.
Fucking crazy, dude.
Horse.
I mean, look, Kim's gained some weight, but let's not go that far.
Wow.
Trying to get on the roast last minute. I like it. Yeah, it's gonna be fucking wild,
dude. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm
man.
Very, very excited. If you guys didn't get tickets, you guys are idiots. Shannon, did you get the winner yet? Can we give them away?
Not yet. I'm waiting for Bobby to
waiting
pick
for
it.
Bobby. Oh, he's got to pick it. All right, fuck it.
Loud Boys podcast is Robert Kelly doing his podcast there too or no?
Yeah, live YKWD.
Fucking YKWWD.
We're not gonna advertise it anymore. It's already sold out. The people listening at home can't go.
Oh, sold out. Okay, so sorry.
What are you gonna do?
But you can buy the a la carte live streams at moderntv.com. What was it called?
At Momo TV.
Modem TV.
What, Shannon, wow. Was there a Brian Laundrie sighting?
There was, yes. I have a very quick video. Somebody
I thought dog found him.
No.
Somebody did you just, you fell for that, you only read the headline of that.
Somebody sent it to me. I looked at it tertiarily and it was just like, all right.
If you click the link.
Yeah.
It goes to like, I think like a butt shitting or something.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like, it's nothing. If you click, do you guys see that? If you click the link, Dog the Bounty Hunter, click on
it.
Look for it and click on it. If you Google Dog the Bounty Hunter finds Brian Laundrie, you'll see it's like some fake news site, and then it's like a butt shitting. It may not be a butt shitting, but it's like that.
I don't know anything about this story.
Pull it up on the screen. Gabby Petitos?
Huh? I have no idea about I've seen it on TikTok and stuff. Like, oh, the cop had his camera on, but I don't pay attention.
Yeah, dude. Just
what happened? Some white kid fucking fell out of the sewer?
This one?
No, no, not dead. just go down. There should be dog.
No, it's just, well, I got one that's the black guy with the fat cock.
Yeah, it's a black guy with the fat cock leaning down.
I'll send it to you right now, Shannon.
Shannon's going to have to go through a whole folder of black cocks she's allowed on her phone.
Jesus Christ.
There you go. I just sent it to you.
So either way, Shannon, what was the video of them finding Brian Laundrie?
Okay, so this is from somebody in Florida. This is one of their cameras in their property. They say it's a very rural property that nobody is ever back there, and you're going to see in the top right someone on a bike, and they're having a hard time of it.
What the fuck? What are we doing? What is this?
UFO we're saying signs? He can kill a person but not ride a bike?
Why?
That kid's listening to Kill Switch Engage. He's fine.
He's jamming.
He's just jamming. Why is everybody, here's this life, hold it over you. He's fine. He's jamming.
They say it's like sugar fields or something, that it's hard to maneuver around it. And then I do have a close-up of, this is the...
Let's see the close-up.
This is the...
There's laundry? Is he sharing laundry?
No, we don't know. How do you know that's him? That's just a person on a wobbly bike.
I have no...
He works for DoorDash. He got a few burritos. Give him a break. Come on.
He's bringing them to the people working the sugar fields?
Yeah. Some Mexican guy orders some burritos. Come on.
Are you guys rooting for Brian Laundrie to get away?
Yeah, of course.
Right?
I have no idea.
Like, I always grew up liking the heels in pro wrestling.
He brutally murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, he strangled her.
Okay.
But anybody on the run, you just want to win.
Crime
of
passion.
You were rooting for OJ, right?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Crime of passion.
Yeah.
You know, OJ's a little different, though, you know, because we didn't see the... If there was videotape of Nicole being a cunt right before, I think we'd feel less bad for her.
I mean, you wanted him to get away, though, in that stupid... low speed chase that he went on.
He did. He's great. He's fucking got more Twitter followers than all of us combined.
OJ?
Fucking killing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I click the link that Chris sent me, this is what shows up.
Yeah. See? San Fran Chronicle. That was the one. Told
Wait
you.
Wait a second. Look at the top right. Do you see a guy on a bike? No.
No.
No. What about the bottom left? No.
No.
Who is that
Greasy
guy? Is he a porn star?
He died. He's actually a French man, and he started doing this to make money because he was like,
he started
like
sitting
NFL
down
player.
Showing his huge cock?
He started showing naked pictures of himself to raise money. He was like a French guy, he had a family, and then he died.
He was
died.
A French guy.
He's that dude is French. That's a French cock,
the
French pecker.
Big, thick French dick.
Uh-huh, this is my cock.
Do you know where I can get any fried chicken? Possibly some watermelon.
Watermelon. Oh, a la carte. You can get all of the skunk freshes a la carte.
I do not feel like going to work today.
I do not want to work today. I'm going to shave my cock and balls. I'm going to shave my greasy. Will you grease my cock and balls so I can put it on the OnlyFans?
Can we please find out more information about this guy? What's his name? And how did he die?
I think he had a heart attack.
So I believe his name is Wardy. It's spelled
it,
J. No,
try it, Shanny.
No, you do it, Figs. It's
Joubert.
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 Yeah, the third.
Joubert.
Wardy Joubert.
Zachlich.
BBC. Big black cock.
Big black.
I have the baguette.
Have you ever seen there's like a South American guy with like the biggest cock? And it goes all the way down his leg.
Real homo.
Oh,
dude.
yes.
Real.
But he lives in like a shack. He's like really poor.
Dude, I just saw a
he
thing
just
the
lugs
other day
that thing around.
About the tallest girl alive. Like she's some fucking like Dutch bitch. Look up the tallest girl alive. There's like a new tallest girl alive. I'm assuming
maybe she could fuck the guy with the biggest cock.
The next one the next one probably like died. Because first of all, these tall people, they got like life expectancies
always
of like 24 years old.
You're going to hit your head on a post.
Their bones are outgrowing their skin like before our very eyes. They're all fucked up, dude. It's not like cool. Like the girl, this giant bitch who's like, her skin hurts because her bones are protruding through her skin. They show up and like, hey, look, you're the Guinness winner of the biggest bitch alive.
Take a picture before she croaks. It's only a matter of time till that brain caves in, the skull stabs her brain.
Yes,
it's only a matter of time
till
the ribs break her heart.
Before her brain starts to ooze out of her orifices of her face.
Take a picture. And it can never talk right. It was talk like this.
I'm so happy.
I just want to live a life.
I'm so happy to be a freak of nature.
You see the Andre the Giant.
B-5-4-4.
There was some black guy talking about. I saw that girl, man. She drank like 3 bottles of whiskey one day. I'm thinking of that documentary.
Yeah, Andre the Giant. Where he drank like a case of wine a night or something.
They have superpowers. But
does the internet not work?
No. That's why I slapped myself.
Smack yourself harder next time.
It was really hard.
Well, Lambert. I am Ho Lambert. Was it Willie Lambert?
Well, I don't know anymore. His name? We can't even go back to the memory.
Kratom is not working. The Kratom, I need more.
Yeah. Okay, it's back.
Okay.
So, let's see.
I can't remember where we were at, Shannon. Hit
the tallest girl in the world.
I thought it was bang, that's not awful.
She's hot, dude. She's a hot chick. Actually hot. Look at those legs.
Hell yeah.
I mean, especially for a Dutch chick.
She's not the tallest girl alive. Impossible.
Yeah, it's gotta be that lady.
Yeah, these girls are hot.
Now, you think the biggest cock can fit
in? Shannon, are you just pulling up any image? Look up the actual Guinness record holder of the fucking tallest girl alive. It's a person. It's not just a tall bitch in Google Images.
If smidges could take huge cocks, this fucking tree could definitely take a big cock.
There's no
picture. I'm saying that guy's thing? You saw the guy.
The black guy? No, that guy. No, that guy had a leg, like an actual leg for a cock. Yeah. He's dead. He was a whore. He lived in like a shack in Honduras.
Yeah.
And his cock was the size of the microphone.
Supposedly, surgeons offered to reduce the size of his cock, and he said no. He would rather live as the world's cock.
I would rather have the biggest cock in the world
than live.
It was like a religious
strangely,
thing.
He said no. I would rather not. I would rather not make my dick smaller.
For whatever reason, he really wanted to make
this
dick.
Bitch. Oh
yeah,
my god.
She's 6'10".
I would.
Yeah. She's got the elephant man face.
No, I don't believe that's the tall. Because I'll tell you right now, I saw the tallest bitch alive.
Let me see her face.
If it's recently on one of these TikTok things, and she looked like she was in pain. She had two. She had two fucking.
Grind your boners for my bread.
Welcome to Trader Joe's. She looks like she works at Trader. Welcome to Trader. Organic Fiji apples are section 5.
Doggy,
if you bring your old bag, you get 5 cents off.
What are they? She had like walker things, like giant fucking
stilts.
Yeah, to hobble around. And I felt bad for that bitch. I don't feel bad for that. That's just a tall drink of water.
She had big metal crutches, like she probably walked like one of those things from Star Wars.
Her spine was all fucked up. Her fucking brow was all fucking. Yeah, that's some inbred shit.
Would you bang a midget? A hot little person.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah. Would you?
You put hot in there.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, super attractive, very attractive.
Attractive, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Not even that hot, probably, for the story.
Like, just, yeah.
Shannon, would you bang a midget? No, you wouldn't, because you're a fucking sizes.
What if they were fucking jacked and had a fat cock and tattoos?
Big fat cock, inner thigh tattoos, because Shannon likes the thigh tats.
This is showing on the screen now is the tallest woman ever.
Okay. She's from Sweden.
She was 7'7".
That's just Fantasy Island.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I think I remember this bitch. What's up, buddy? Okay. How you doing, Paul? How you doing, bro? We're just making fun of freaks.
Making fun of freaks.
Making fun of freaks in nature right now.
I just walked in the door and I heard fucking a midget or something right when I walked in the door.
Paulie, nice to meet you, pal. What's going on?
You've never met?
I've never met Paul.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Really?
Get the fuck out of here.
I never met Paul. I'm a new kid.
Really? Paul, can you scoot in a little closer?
Like 35. I'm 35 years old. I'm a new kid.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm almost 40. Hey, buddy,
you graduated high school 2 years before him.
I did an open mic yesterday. Hey, what's up, pal? How are you?
Hilarious.
Paul, can you scoot in a little closer to Lewis, please?
We're going to scoot together. This is going to be good. All right. So, would I ever fucking midget? Yeah, dude. We've looked at some hot midgets on this show, and for sure, there's definitely midgets out there that are cute enough to fucking smash.
Yeah, they just look like little kids sometimes, and I don't know, I can't get past it.
You don't have to fuck that one.
Yeah. Even the ones that don't look like little kids still kind of have,
do you guys realize that I just fucking...
This bitch is hot as fuck.
These are the hottest little women.
She's out there. I've seen her before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's Shannon in the middle.
You guys realize I just fucking made a taxi driver rush me here. I'm going, dude, I'm in traffic, and this is what we're doing. This is fucking great.
Oh, yeah. If you follow Dante on Instagram, he constantly posts videos of hot midgets.
Really?
I think Dante's got a... We got to scan that chip. Oh, there you go. Thanks.
There you go.
Scan that chip in the wild. He's got a fetish.
I think he's got a little bit of a fetish. Because Dante's also a giant. So that'd be hilarious.
But he's not tall.
He's tall enough.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. I think Dante used to be like 6'5", but now he's just crouching. He's old.
I would imagine like with like a 7-foot NBA player, that'd be wild.
Yeah.
Are you you're talking about Dante fucking
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
With all the rings and shit, yeah, superpower yeah. Dante? Yeah. Oh yeah, he's a freak.
Dante also
he'll bang the shit out of a midget.
Yeah, Dante looks like he'd have like a harem full of midgets that feed him grapes.
Yeah. With golden Conan underwear. Golden briefs.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the best place to get your Kratom online. You get it for $60 a kilo, the best price that I've ever heard of for Kratom. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over the age of 21 years old, grab it from Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com is the website. This is not for people that have not tried Kratom. This is specifically for people that are already on Kratom and using Kratom to benefit themselves. So once again, go to YoKratom.com and grab a $60 kilo. Okay, where were we? All right, let's fucking. Here's the thing: we are planning this trip right now to Jamaica, man, for the entire Gas Digital crew.
Oh my god!
We're combining the Christmas party with the Six Flags trip. It's we're saying fuck it, and we're bringing everybody to Jamaica. The whole crew. Wow!
Nice.
And
I guess not me then.
No, you're not part of the crew.
Am I going to Jamaica?
No, you're not part of the crew. This is the Gas Digital.
I work here.
This is the fucking employees
fucking
on
Paulie
the production.
Paul could go, right?
Paul's coming. Yeah. Paul's coming. But there's only 3 women and there's 15 dudes going.
Oh, no.
It's about to get fucking boring.
Where are you going, the grill?
About to be an RG, boy.
No, we're going to Ocho Rios.
Ooh.
Rented a couple of villas.
Ralph's not going to import... Like whores?
No. We specifically said there's no significant others. And here's the thing: there's no hookers in Jamaica. I mean, there are, but you're not going to want to fuck a Jamaican.
He can't crepe them in. How does he get the fucking Russians to his place?
How would you even find a Jamaican hooker? Like, I tried. I really did. And there's like,
I tried.
I swear to God, dude, I took a chick to Jamaica once.
Rub maps doesn't work.
I took a chick to Jamaica, and we were going to have a threesome with a Jamaican hooker. We were looking for, her, and it was a couple, just. Like, when the pictures are gross to begin with, you're like, this is fucking crazy. Because there's no way something good's going to show up.
Boy, tell me what you want. You want an Andy, boy? What you want? $2 for Andy. You give me $15, me give you a blurry. Why your girl got so many tattoos? Anyways, boy, talk to me. Talk to me, boy.
You don't want to, Shannon, can you look up Jamaican hookers?
Yeah.
Look up
this Shaggy's going to come up.
Look up escorts in Ocho Rios. Because we have 15 dudes, 3 chicks. Fucking Natalie's lesbian, so she's gonna knock out one of the chicks right away. So now we got one chick left, and it's gonna be Shannon. I guarantee you, Natalie and Alex are gonna get all fucking.
Yeah, Natalie's gonna be walking around with Alex like a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
When are you doing this? When's the trip?
January 24th or 28th.
Nice.
Okay, I found some escorts in Jamaica in general. It's not necessarily in Ocho Rios.
It's a fucking huge country, Shannon.
Well, this one's in Kingston.
Very far. Wow. Yeah, wow.
Body girl, big booty girl, come tell me now. But don't cut her.
What is she, Miss Cleo?
Tell me now, me read your fortune. Me read your fortune right now, me smoke a vape pen.
Oh, that's her nail. I thought she was smoking a vape pen.
Her name is Bambi. She's independent.
I like Bambi. Yeah.
Look at Bambi, dude.
Bambi's hot.
Oh, dude, imagine I was just at the villa the whole time, me and Bambi.
Tell me, Bambi.
The staff's like... Why does Lewis have this fat Jamaican hooker?
I think he's watching Bambi. What the fuck is going on? Is he high as fuck? No. It's his stripper. Her name is Bambi.
There's got to be somebody. All right. That's one, but there's 15 dudes here.
Not bad. A lot of ass, Paul. You're an ass.
Shannon, could you hang out with Bambi?
Yeah.
Could you be friends with her?
What, to distract her for you guys?
Not to distract her. We need more women.
Why did y'all keep giving me your Kratom? And I want it.
I found one in Ocho Rios. Oh, she doesn't show her face, though.
Let me see. Look how good the body is.
Go, Shannon.
I mean, I showed my face.
I see her butt.
She has an ass.
Yeah. You don't even know who that is.
That's like, a guy's that ass.
Yeah,
that's definitely a guy's ass.
Oh, there's a little face.
Let's see, we got a little face. Let's see.
Right there.
Also her bedroom. It's just that air mattress on the beach.
The air.
What is that?
Cooch. That's her cooch. Tight cooch.
She's like, look, you can smell it through the picture.
Me got no air.
I did get a tinge of copper.
Not good. I didn't like that one. Shannon, is there anything better?
Hold on, I'm looking. There's a lot of other parts of Jamaica.
What if we fly in really cheap American hookers?
This is what I'm saying. Ralph's not doing this already?
No, that's a lot.
What if you just met women at a bar?
There's no bars.
Paul's like, what if you just had a vacation and had slushies and didn't do any criminal stuff?
No. There's no bars.
There's no, like...
There's no meeting women.
But are the beaches packed with people or no?
It's not like that. We have our own little private beach. We have villas.
Oh, so you
like,
just... Do, okay.
And even if you're going to, like, public areas, like, you don't want to go, like... In Jamaica, it's a third world fucking country. It's a dangerous place, okay? The people that go off the resorts...
Outside
and, like,
the resorts fucked up.
They get fucking chopped up with machetes or kidnapped. People, look up kidnappings
Why
in Jamaica.
Why is that always
This
case?
Happens
Why?
Regularly. They kidnap people in Jamaica. The women that are coming on this trip are in imminent danger. I'm telling you right now. Look it up.
Crazy. It's just Lewis and Ralph in constant competition for Lord of the Retard Flies.
You think Bambi started off being a fucking hooker? She was a young girl somewhere. She was taken.
They wanted to be an astronaut. Then I met this guy named Luis Gomez. He gave me a machine gun coffee or whatever the fuck, CBD caffeine. Changed my life.
Yeah.
It says it averages about one kidnapping per 100,000 people.
That's not bad.
How many people are there?
What's I don't know kidnapping ratios by heart.
Well, that's like 80 out of, like, that's what, 10 out of a million? That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Aren't most like foreign kidnappings just they drive you to an ATM with a gun to your head and make you take out money and then they let you go?
But the kid, here's the thing with the kidnapping, okay?
That's how it works in Mexico.
Maybe it's not that bad, like per capita or whatever, but if you're a white girl, like you are the target. It's like ratios for
the
white girls in Jamaica being kidnapped is way more than one out of fucking 10,000.
Have you felt in danger every day?
They're going to kidnap Figs. He's going to start doing those fucking voices. They're just going to dump him on the side of the road.
Hey, please, wait, let me go. I can do Australian. I can do Jimmy Fallon. Hey, what's going on? Jamaica, walk with us. Can you please let me go? Please. Wait, Louis, have you ever had.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Boy, get out of here. Wait, this is why I do voices. What do you mean? Nah, I'm going to kill him. Do a voice. Hurry up.
I'm Sebastian.
Me not ever Sebastian. Me no Sebastian the crab, though. No Sebastian the crab.
Grace is on fire.
Wait a second.
He said, do the crab.
He did the crab. Do it, Sebastian Maniscalco. I forgot the chipotle. And they're like, but I never heard of Sebastian. And I'm like,
under the sea, man. Under the sea.
Muriel, you're going to marry the prince, yeah. Me and Louis just waited on Sebastian. Oh, God, keep him alive. Wait, Louis, honestly, though, all the girls that you brought, have they ever felt in danger?
No, because we don't leave the resort. I mean, a couple of the girls, they were like, oh, we need to go like out and explore. And it's fine. If you're somewhat street smart.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that. That's so dumb. They're like, let's just go on adventure.
No, let's just go.
I heard it's hiking is beautiful. And it's like, and then you fucking show up. You know, you're done.
That's it.
Because you can't do anything.
Excursions. I don't give a fuck about excursions.
No, we're going to do a couple excursions. We're going to go to Dunn Rivers Falls. We're going to go to the Blue Hole. And we're going to go swimming in the Blue Hole. But we're not going to do anything beyond that. And to be honest with you, they're not kidnapping me. They're going to kidnap, you know, who would be the most kidnappable
Dylan.
Out of Natalie, Alex, and Shannon?
It's not going to be me. I'm too old.
It's Dylan.
Yeah, they're no way. They're not kidnapping Shannon.
They're taking Dylan. He looks like Justin
Dylan,
Bieber.
Dylan
they're
does. Him, and you're gonna rape I bet him. You we can convince people in Jamaica that Dylan's Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, maybe you'll get away with some stuff.
Hell yeah.
Maybe you make him rap.
Yeah, Shannon, they're going to, they can't kidnap an old lady.
Like, is it like an all-inclusive?
It's a villa, so that means we have chefs and like people cleaning up after. But it's a private house, some private property.
It's fucking baller shit, man. Yeah, that's shit, what dude. I like. Yeah,
it's digital, baby.
Yeah, I don't fuck around. I can't do the resort, all that shit. It sucks.
Private,
it's trashy. We have our own fucking chef. They're making us delicious food the whole time. It's the way to do it.
It's baller.
That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Oxtail, all that good stuff.
Oh yeah,
no, it's just goat and beans.
Just goat and beans.
Goats and beans, man.
Goat beans. Guess what we're having today? Goat and beans.
You know, fuck it. Let's go. Let's go to World News with Mikey Figs.
Oh man,
let's go. Here time for go. World News with Mike Figs, ladies and gentlemen.
World News with Mike Figs. What's going on? I haven't looked at anything. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Totally
of course
in
not.
The
well, point. You know what? So speaking of Jamaica, apparently a counselor.
This is what he does. I come here and I dance. He makes me dance.
Apparently, a counselor wants to tap into emergency funds for road repairs. We're going to go right now.
Where?
To Jamaica.
Okay.
To that counselor right now. His name is Lawrence
Wycliffe.
Wycliffe. His name is Lawrence Wycliffe.
Me and music, though. Anybody going to come into my shop? How's this going
to
work?
This is this counselor wants to tap into emergency funds for road repairs.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Hello. Wait a minute. You press the button upon the car. What's the matter? I need a repair. What happened to your car? Will your exclamation point come up on the dash? You need more air in the front.
No, road repairs, not car repairs. You dumb fuck.
You stupid Jamaican fuck. Fix the fucking road. Why did anybody vote for you? What an idiot councilman. This fucking retard.
What's the matter?
That's true. It is Jamaica.
I've been drinking.
What's the matter on the road? What happened? What happened? Y'all drive on the road, you see the bumper.
Bambi, make it drop. Bambi, make it drop. Break the road up. Pop the big ass.
Yeah, the roads are terrible here. Yeah, we can't. Nobody
the big
can.
Ass. Just smash the road.
Yeah, because my boy ain't driving with Bambi on the car. Bambi, heavy. She a heavy girl. She put bumps on the car. Yeah, be careful when you're riding with Bambi.
So what are we going to do? Are you going to repair these roads or
I haven't done nothing. It's Jamaica. If you leave the villa, you know you're going to... It's death pond waiting for you. So stay in your villa. Shut your mouth. The road pavement nice in the villa.
All right. You know what? Let's go over to Russia, where a CNBC reporter has been accused of being a sex object sent to distract Putin. We have said CNN reporter...
Russian woman.
No, it's not. Was it a Russian woman or a man? Or an American woman?
It was an American woman.
Let's go to President Vladimir Putin right now, who is apparently distracted by this young woman.
Young, small. Her name Bambi. Well, in Russia, we never see a woman named Bambi. I've seen cartoon Bambi, but never seen black woman with ass so fit. And I don't like black people or any type other than Russia, but her is so fat, so big. My
President Putin, do you really feel like you should be objectifying?
Did you just talk over me?
Well, I feel like you're objectifying women, and as an American, we're not okay with that.
Women scumbag. I came to kill Rocky. Right. Women scumbag. The women all live here for one reason, to clean the villa.
Okay, you know what? Let's go to the Netherlands.
I have no idea.
Let's go to the Netherlands, where in Amsterdam, they're considering a snack bar ban.
Dude, if he pulls out a Dutch accent.
Put on my techno music, please.
We're going to go to the mayor of Amsterdam.
A snack bar?
Oh, hello. Yes. Welcome to Amsterdam. Hello, how are you?
So,
no more snacks for you.
Mayor Hogenschnorten.
Hogenschneiker. Yeah.
Why are you going to ban snack bars for Amsterdam? I feel like with all the weed and all the weed smoking, that'd be a great thing to have bars. Snacks.
Because people, they eat all of the snacks and they don't have the main course.
Oh, okay.
So we want
Dude,
to
that's good.
Stop eating the snacks. Go straight to the main course. We have Strudelheimer.
Schnitzelroggen.
Cool, that's great.
Roggenheimischnatzel. And Gordon Beans. We don't want any more snacks here. It's Sweden. Oh, look, we have a new customer. Hello, Mr. Paul Verze. Wow, I heard you on the Monday Night Podcast with the Bill Burr. Why are you touching the black girls so much? Why are you wearing Jordans, Paul? Oh, see, you, instead of having snacks, you can come here and have blacks. Hey, Chris from Brooklyn, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good.
All right, thank you. Well, there's a Mike Vicks.
Dude, that was fucking impressive, dude.
It's the best.
So, dude, sounded like the dude from Frozen.
Here's the thing, Paul. I can't go on SNL. Because I've said too many bad words.
Yeah.
So this is my
blacks,
SNL.
Not snacks, just now.
This is my SNL.
Yeah.
So. Dude, that was impressive.
What are you going to do, guys?
That was really good.
This
man.
Is very good. This is very
I've
good.
Had better ones.
You're a talented kid.
Okay, really quick, let's take a moment to thank Fume for helping out with today's show. Fume is a great product. It is a natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of the world's super plants on the go. Most of my friends that have been using Fume have used it to quit smoking. They have their Conquer Core, which is the most popular core. It's it's eucalyptus and peppermint, I believe, and it really, really satiates the cravings for nicotine. But they have lots of other ones. They have Reassurance, Bubbly Lime, Shield, and their brand new top seller, Lemonberry Bliss. It's a great, great product. There's no electronics. You don't have to plug it in. You don't have to worry about charging it. It's called Fume. It's pronounced Fume, but it's spelled F-U-M. And if you guys want to save 10% off on Fume, all you got to do is go to breathefume.com, BREATHEFUME.com, and use the promo code REAL. Save 10% off your entire order today. Once again, grab those Grab a fume system right now. This will be the way that you can quit smoking. It'll change your life. Go to breathefume.com. Use that promo code REAL to save 10%. Okay, where were we? So what is the CNBC reporter in Russia? What actually happened with that, Shannon? I want to know about that.
So originally, people were angry because they feel like he was being sexist. And I can show you a clip, a couple of clips from the actual interview.
He was hanging out
interview.
With Putin being sexist?
What?
He was hanging out with Vladimir Putin and being sexist?
Vladimir Putin was the one being sexist.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Yeah, you can't do anything. An Putin controls that.
And then
place.
Now Russia is coming out. Russian officials are saying that the U.S. on purpose used a woman and made her sexually objectify herself to distract Putin.
Did you ever see Putin play in that hockey game?
Oh,
and they
yeah.
just let him score?
Yeah.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Yeah, like a retarded
like, he's like on the ice and like this thing and everyone's there. Like he comes up and he's like playing like Gretzky and nobody wants to check him.
Guys are
like,
just falling down. Nobody's hell, exactly. That's great. His country backs him up.
Yeah.
They're like, no, there's no way. He's not sexist. It's your fault, America.
Yeah. What, Shannon? Oh, you're smacking yourself in the face again?
Is the internet down? How great would it be if he just looked at the female reporter like Tyson? Remember Tyson? Just like, bro, you know I only talk to female if I'm fornicated, so you stop asking questions unless you know.
You better stop talking before I take this blue chew and it's over.
Yeah, I...
Pooh can do whatever he wants, man.
Yeah, you see that happen very often with like Aikido instructors. They'll be like a 90-year-old Aikido guy, and then they're like, look, we're going to do a demonstration where we're going to show you how much of a master of Aikido this guy is. And then all of his followers, like, they run at him,
oh,
and he
yeah.
just
oh,
he flips them all out of the way.
Hilarious.
He sends
I
them flying.
That.
It's so fucking funny. And then once in a while, you'll get a guy where it'll be like, just some MMA dude to be like, yeah, I'll come up and I'll fucking do your Aikido shit. And then he just runs at him.
And rocks
and
him.
Beats the shit out of this old guy.
Puts him in a full Nelson and
yeah,
it's
dude.
All over.
It's fucking
That's
great.
What Seagal does, though. The videos of Seagal where he's just like a T-Rex. He can't yeah. even move his arms, but people are flipping and slapping.
Yeah, like you know? Flying through the wall.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think Seagal's really big, though, too. I think isn't he like 6'6"?
Yeah, I don't know.
Steven Seagal is like 6'6". And
but
fucking...
I heard not the happiest man.
I heard that he like,
not
would,
a, yeah.
He would like fucking.
He's still mad that Under Siege never got the trilogy.
Try to
yeah, they just made one and two.
Try to fuck chicks.
He ran out of things.
The first one was great.
That were first one was great. My father. That's a good. That's
he
a
got
dad movie.
He got in trouble for trying to fuck chicks that were like auditioning for his movies, right? So he'd like show up at like a hotel, and he'd be like, "We're gonna make love now."
Good Seagal.
We're gonna. Make
we need
love
a segment
now.
Seagal with Lewis.
Yeah, yeah. And then he would just fuck them. Probably all the time. This probably happened like all the time.
And I'd be like, oh, you didn't get it.
Yeah. And then a few of these chicks at the end, you know, they came out and were like, yeah, this happened. And now it's like a big thing. But, you know.
He's a weirdo. I want to see him, though. Can we see him flipping people? Flipping and flapping people?
Sure. I mean, if we have internet. I don't think we have internet yet. Do we, Shannon?
It just came back.
Is it real? Is that Aikido stuff real, though? It's not. You know, you're a martial artist, man.
No, I mean, it's not. Yes, it's real to a certain degree. Like, if you're doing Aikido against other people that are doing Aikido, it's a real martial art. And there's elements of it that, like, people use. Like, you see.
But it's like
Anderson
defense,
Silva.
Right?
Yeah, Anderson Silva would use some, like, Aikido moves and, like, fucking Wing Chun shit. And, like, but it was because he was so good. That he could throw in fun things to make it, it wasn't actually practical.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like we figured out Muay Thai, boxing, right. wrestling, jiu-jitsu. Those are practical.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All the other shit is sort of like
all
fancy.
The low center of gravity shit.
You never need to do a spinning back anything.
Yeah,
you never need
yeah.
to turn your back to the fucking guy.
Yeah.
Ever. It's not a practical thing. Yeah. It's just
may
you
as well just
make
bounce
that
off
guy.
The ropes. It's just
yeah.
Not,
the best was when like Seagal got older. Like he clearly couldn't do it anymore. So like in the movies, he would just go like that. Like it was like there was no fucking movement with him.
I actually found a video where it's a fat Steven Seagal at a real life tournament.
Please, please.
No, dude,
please
he got fat
it.
And slow. It
I
was
can't.
So funny.
Oh,
wait, I bet this is also in Russia.
Yeah, isn't he like
nothing,
Putin?
Nothing. He's wearing a durag. Yeah. Why is he wearing
a durag?
Well,
it's also like Mickey Rourke did that fucking boxing match in Russia. If you're trying to fix a sporting event,
the other
dude,
guy's
oh, yeah, it is in Russia.
Dude,
look.
Like that's my uncle could do that. Like, that's. Like,
the other guy's just not moving his left arm.
Yeah.
He's like, kind of looks like.
Dude, he looks bored.
Doesn't he look like John Wayne in the Genghis Khan movie?
He looks like Harrington. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm sure what he's doing is impressive. It's just not. God. Yeah, it's not super practical.
Still making money, though, right? Is he making
I'm
residuals
sure.
for Out
I'm
for
sure
Justice?
He's doing
still?
Some shit.
Or no.
Yeah, I hope he's making money.
He's got to be.
My parents love him. I feel like everybody who's like 50 still loves Seagal.
If you were that rich, you had to really fuck up to at the very least not be doing okay, especially from like a comedian's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, Paul's doing great from my perspective. I'm sure Seagal's doing better than Paul.
Yeah.
He has to be, right?
Unless he's hanging out with Putin all the time.
But here's the thing, though. Some of those guys, like, when you find out, they're broke.
Yeah.
They're fucking broke.
Yeah, like, but broke is a little different. Like, is it broke compared to how, like, he was Hollywood A-list celebrity, and now he, like...
Right, broke with 200K.
He no longer has a yacht. Yes.
Broke with 200K in the bank is not broke.
Yeah. Right,
no. But if you had 5 million, and now you have 100,000, you're like, oh, I'm broke now, but you're still living.
Yeah, he probably still has a really nice house. He probably gets paid a lot of money for those, like, engagements where he comes and speaks. Let's see, what's his... Russia's foreign.
He lives in Russia.
He lives in Russia. Yeah, I'm sure he's fucking. He's probably killing it.
It says his net worth is $16 million.
Oh yeah.
What?
He's crushing.
He's pulling a Rodman. He found some foreign people that still think he's a great guy, and he's just soaking it all up.
Good for him.
He's huge in
Russia. That's like Stefan Marbury going to China. He's like God in China.
Hell yeah.
He won like two. He's Jordan in China. Yes. There's like fucking statues of him. He's
That's sick.
Yeah. Well, good for Steven.
That's going to be Lewis in Jamaica. Lewis is going to be, you're going to be a Jamaican fucking icon.
I will. One day. Shannon, I really mean this. I think that me and Shannon have an opportunity. I'm going to tell my girlfriend this too. She has to be okay with this before I go to Jamaica with Shannon. I feel like me and Shannon have a real opportunity now to be romantic with each other on this trip. And I know this is, you know, an old bit that we do. Ha, ha, ha. But I told Shannon today, we had a moment today before everyone was even there. I was like, Shannon,
I was there. I walked in on it.
I'm going to get fucking really, really Jack Diesel now. Like, I'm going to get like I'm in pretty good shape right now. I'm okay. But I'm going to get fucking like in wild shape for Jamaica. And I got Shannon to admit that if I got to a certain shape, that at the very least she would canoodle with me under the sunset and put her hands on my chest and rub her nose into my neck.
Right.
And that's enough.
I'm looking right at Shannon.
If I get Shannon to the point where she's doing that, we're fucking. I'm telling you right now, I'm definitely going to be able to penetrate her with ease.
Oh, yeah.
And then what would it be like when you show up for work, like, the next day? Would you be, like, kind of weird with Shannon?
No, I don't think it'd be weird at all.
Shannon would have fire her as soon as
Shannon would have seen your penis at that point.
Wait,
she would know all your secrets.
What?
You have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend, yes.
And
she's going to have to be okay with
this. She's going to co-sign this.
She's going to have to. Yeah.
She's going to have to.
That's what we're doing.
She wants to go to the villa. She's got to do it.
He's turning into Putin. You have to.
So I've already called dibs on Shannon. So now there's two gals left. Natalie, will you, for the sake of the fucking trip, just hook up with dudes? I mean, can you stop?
I think I've said many times that I'm also attracted to men. I'm in a committed relationship.
I'm saying you're on new land right now. You're in a new zip
code. Yeah, new land. If you're going to fuck chicks, you got to act more like a dude. It doesn't count if you're in another country.
Seriously, it doesn't count. Would your girlfriend be okay? Can we all have open rules on this trip where we're allowed to fucking...
Sure.
That's the new addition to my contract is that I can't be in a relationship that's not okay with having sex with the people that I work with. Is that the...
Listen to me. Natalie, when you put it that way, it sounds really creepy.
Sounds creepy, but I mean...
Okay.
No, we're saying be a dude. We're saying bro down with your boys.
All right, we have four nights. If each of you girls fuck one dude per night, everyone gets laid on this trip. That's what I'm saying. Is that crazy? I feel like that's not.
How is it assigned? Randomly? Like, do that? We roll dice?
Ooh. All right, fine. If you had to fuck four dudes, Natalie, in order, go.
I never answer these
Monday,
questions.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
I don't answer these questions.
All right, there's four. Monday.
All right, here we go. Let's write down the names of the guys.
And there, you guys can't overlap, okay, gals? So you got to call dibs.
Yes. Okay,
Shannon,
yes.
Shannon, who are you? You better start calling dibs now. Monday night,
there
who are you
is taking? Nobody well, on this staff that I want to have sex
Lewis.
With.
Lewis. All right, so Monday night, Shannon chooses
Paul, what
me.
Do I got to do to be successful? Like, how do I get out of this? Like, what do I have to do? Do I have to go to L.A.? I know I got to lose, like, 40 pounds, but, like, what else can I do? I want to be Bill Burr, Tom Segura. What do I have to do, please?
You need to jump off this sinking ship right now. I don't know why you're attaching
Take
yourself.
Take the headphones off. Fucking walk out.
He's riding Super Bowl boxes for like, who's gonna have sex. He made a graph on the paper. I don't know if I seen it.
I really did.
So bad, yeah.
He's tethered himself to Gino Bisconti and Luis J. Gomez.
Paul, can you also get a little closer to Lewis?
I'm sorry.
He's trying to get out of the plane.
he's taking his own advice.
Shannon,
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
Shannon, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You have to have sex with one man per night on this fucking trip. Stop being a fucking child right now.
I got a question. Ralph, what? Ralph or Lewis?
Oh, it's definitely me over Ralph. She can talk all the shit she wants. We all know that Shannon would love me to penetrate her deep and hard. This is a fact.
Ralph is fatherly. He's got
Ralph looks like
shoulder.
Frankenstein.
He looks like Frankenstein.
He looks like an actual fucking sea monster. If Ralph walked out of the fucking the Black Sea and fucking showed up and you found out that Ralph was actually a dead creature, you would say, oh, okay, that actually makes sense now.
But he's got to have a hog on him, though.
He's got a big fat dick. Fine.
That's bangs porn stars.
Shannon hasn't had sex in 4 years, so I got to be honest with you. And Ralph doesn't.
She wants a little guy.
Not a little guy. She wants, you know.
A medium guy.
Medium guy.
You want a medium guy.
Yeah.
Shannon, you want a medium guy, right?
Yeah.
That's the biggest lie.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Whatever you say, Richard. Whatever you say, Lewis. Yeah.
So Natalie and Shannon. We got Bobby. We got Frank. Who do we got here?
Dylan. No.
Dylan. Imagine having sex with Dylan.
I can't.
That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Nobody wants to have sex with Dylan. He's a little boy. Harrington.
You want to go to my race car bed?
Imagine Harrington.
There is nothing. No, there is no one that you can say.
But here's the thing. It's not that you want to have sex. It's you have to have sex with four guys.
What about Crypto Guy? That Crypto Guy is kind of good looking.
He's not here anymore.
He quit.
He's in a wheelchair?
Who? No, not the cripple. The crypto. The guy was always doing cryptos. He's like, I got crypto in my
You wouldn't have banged Eric over me, Shannon. No way.
Eric's in pretty good shape.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, of the Gas Digital employees.
Yeah, let me tell you something. But Shannon watched me beat the piss out of Eric in my fight journal. And that was the moment that Eric stopped being a fucking man in Shannon's mind.
Yeah, but you practice every day.
He was a militant.
Yeah, but you also fucking loaded him up with Kratom and then said, stand still while I punch you or you're fired.
Yeah, he's on his laptop drinking G Fuel for 24 hours a fucking day.
Sorry. What do you want me to say? So it's Monday night. Natalie and Shannon, are you guys just fighting over me? Is that what's happening? Because I am obviously
No,
the
she
one.
Can have you. It's fine.
Yeah, Natalie doesn't give a fuck.
No, Natalie can have you because she's new and, you know.
Shannon, stop. Here's my problem with Shannon. I know that Shannon wants this cock so bad. I know it deep down inside. I've never been wrong in my life. I'm telling you, if nobody would find out, oh, Shannon would fuck me and suck me. You have no idea. Oh.
I mean, but Shannon, what have you heard from the other girls? You know girls that have banged Lewis. Do they say like, wow, Lewis, yeah, Lewis was romantic. Yeah,
Shannon knows.
Or do they go, Lewis fucking came Shannon in knows 2 minutes and he started playing Fortnite.
You know, I haven't heard a bad thing about Lewis sexually.
That's right. Wow. Shannon knows that I'm fucking a goddamn
She's
monster.
Oh, baby, the rattlesnake.
She can't even deny it. She can't even deny it.
There's some tension there.
There is. Is there not some sexual tension?
Yeah.
Paul feels it too, Shannon. Shannon, if you just give yourself to it, I think we can all get past it. Also, I make you come a couple times. You make me come a couple times. We're past it. Now we don't even care anymore.
I'm past it.
I love you want to go to Jamaica or not?
I love that you have a girlfriend as you're doing this.
She gets it. We're going to need, my girlfriend knows we're going to eventually need a third.
Is she cool with that?
Could have been Shannon. Shannon fucking, she's fucking it up.
Man, you should have took her to the castle that she originally pitched. When you were going to Jamaica, she pitched the castle.
It was already booked.
With a moat.
It was already booked.
Yeah. Damn, there it goes.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Steven Seagal, what are you going to do?
Taco Bell is giving out free breakfast burritos. This was a Zach and Miko topic.
But segue.
I kept it in the notes. Why are we getting free breakfast burrito, Shannon?
It says breakfast is back on the menu at Taco Bell.
Ugh.
Did you use chicken and waffle tacos still?
Breakfast is back.
Shit blood for 3 weeks.
So when did they get? How do you get a free breakfast burrito?
So it says Thursday. So that would have been yesterday when we're broadcasting this.
Because this comes out on Friday.
Right.
God damn it, Shannon. Why would you put it in? We should have talked about it on Wednesday so then we could tell everyone to.
I didn't.
Luckily, there's still time.
We're going to have to go back in time now and talk about this on Wednesday's show. Fuck.
Dude, so I wouldn't eat Taco Bell's meat, let alone their fucking eggs, dude. That's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, fast, I don't know.
You're like, I'll try it.
The cantina's pretty good, Paul. I don't know if you had the
fast food eggs are terrible.
Fast food eggs are fucking
across the
brutal.
Board. They're not very good. No. I would say the best fast food egg.
Just a classic McDonald's.
No, that's whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
It's a hockey puck.
Yeah, they slice it. But, you ever see the tube of fucking egg?
But is it real egg? Is it like?
I don't think.
Is it a cracked egg? No.
Well, according to the commercial, it's a yolk.
No, Dunkin' Donuts probably has. They crack an egg.
Do they?
No. I think so.
It's already in the shape of whatever it's in.
No, yeah. McDonald's has. No, they have a.
They have like the. It looks almost mold. Like a disc.
Yeah, and then they crack the egg in there and it cooks.
No, so maybe in the '80s.
No, now in the morning. The future, dude. They used to work at McDonald's. In the morning, they
when.
Like a couple years ago. So they have a mold and part of your prep work in the morning is to have tons of the molds like all on the grill and you just crack a bunch of eggs and then
so they're real eggs in there but then they mold them.
They have a mold, they crack a real egg in them, they cook them, but then they take all of those eggs and just store them in a Tupperware. And they're there for hours.
See, that's where it gets fucked up.
And it's just there for
not
hours.
Fresh.
So that's when why you, they become
not
a dish.
Fresh at
not
all.
Like made to order.
No,
like
you they're made in the morning.
Eggs.
So if you get it right away.
So you want to come? You want to get there early.
Right away.
Yeah. Oh, we have it.
This is a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is.
This is what our Dunkin' Donuts eggs look like. And just take a look.
And you're fired.
Yeah. And you're fired,
guy.
No, he left already. Like he just.
What a fucking. First of all, if I'm Dunkin' Donuts, I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah.
Fucking. I thought we were boys.
Fucking rat. Yeah.
You fucking cunt.
No, that's a guy.
I write you a paycheck every fucking week.
Yeah.
Brick. You don't complain when I give you $500 a week, you savage.
Yeah, but what do you expect? Like, I assume that's what you're eating if you're eating. Yeah. And also, I don't mind the Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
No, the wake-up wrap's not bad.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. The wake-up
wrap is a solid sandwich. I do the croissant egg and cheese.
You don't like a croissant sandwich from Burger King?
Croissant. I love the croissant sandwich from Burger King. Classic. I've given Burger King credit many a times on this show for revolutionizing the croissant sandwich.
Uh-huh. Gun to my head, I go Burger King over McDonald's.
For breakfast?
For anything.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're actually a piece of trash.
Whopper, Big Mac, the meat
in a burger at Burger King is better than that fucking horse meat at McDonald's, right?
Completely agree. But the chicken is all bad at Burger King.
It's
all bad.
They prep it early. They prep those Whoppers and they throw them in a fucking dish pan and you get that. It just sits in like a little bit of water like this and it's steamed.
Can you stop knowing how every burger
I know how it goes.
Like sous vide.
Been in hospitality my whole life.
Did you work at Burger King?
I've worked at Dunkin' Donuts and I've worked at McDonald's, but not Burger King. But
I know
friends
at Taco Bell, KFC.
I worked at Dunkin' Donuts. I would make myself.
What is the one thing you shouldn't eat if you were from Dunkin' Donuts? Knowing there, because I know little tricks about KFC.
It's nothing.
Everything's
don't eat
good.
Eat the donut. Oh wait, things that you shouldn't eat anything. It's all bad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. The donuts are fresh. They're processed, but they actually come in a truck. Like they're baked fresh from the huge warehouse. So get the donuts. You know, get coffee.
What wouldn't you eat at McDonald's? Other than like everything, but what's like the one thing?
What's the thing where you're like,
fish fillets.
Why?
I hate when people get fish. If it's McDonald's, just get the fucking burger. Like you go to White Castle and they have the little crab sticks. No, you go to White Castle, you get
seafood.
Fries
and fucking 30 burgers.
You get 30 fucking burgers. Maybe you get a chicken ring. Maybe you get a mozzarella stick.
Right.
That's it. Yeah. They have like strawberry slushies.
Vanilla milkshake.
If you ever go to White Castle, you realize there's a whole other menu of things that nobody should ever buy.
Get it. You don't get the nibbler. You don't get the pepper jack bacon.
I almost shit myself after eating a fish nibbler.
You will shit yourself.
My buddy Jeremy was like, this is the only time I've ever seen fear in your eyes.
Yeah, because that's your body going, what the fuck is happening? Right
I
now.
Quit drinking for like a few months and I was like, let's be adventurous at White Castle and I almost shit my pants.
White Castle, we would get like, sometimes we'd be like, dude, we're going to get some fucking chicken rings. And then
chicken rings
like,
are fine. Chicken
no,
rings are
disgusting,
good.
Dude.
No, chicken rings are
that's
actually
disgusting,
pretty good.
Disgusting, dude.
Chicken rings are good.
The rings of chicken.
How many burgers can you do at White Castle? Like 10?
First
eight?
Of all, White Castle burgers, to this day, I'll buy them frozen in the
they're good.
In the supermarket.
Solid.
Wrap them in a paper towel. That's what you do. Wrap in a wet paper towel, throw it in the microwave for a minute. Boom, done. A little bit of ketchup.
Delish.
No, they're good.
Sriracha, maybe Tabasco. Perfect.
Ooh, sriracha.
You shit.
My
sriracha.
Son fucking loves them. I love them, dude.
Delicious.
I mean,
poor dad's meal. You don't want to cook for your son? Throw it in White Castle with a fucking bounty in the microwave.
If I really wanted to, I could put down 10 pretty easily.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty easily.
Yeah. 2 bites.
Yeah.
You ever see the video of how they make the chicken nuggets?
The pink slime thing?
Like little chicks.
The fuck was that?
Sorry, I wiped my nose with it. I put it here. I didn't want to fall.
Who carries a hanky in their pocket, you old fucking Italian dickhead?
You ever seen a fucking chickens? I thought you had a fucking chickens.
No, the video of the chickens.
He's going to set off a drag race after the show.
Like Marcus said.
Listen, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of your fucking old...
They take the chicks. They put them in a box.
He's got a racing form in his back pocket.
They take the chicks, little baby chicks, and they put them in a metal box. The chicks are alive. They're like, oh, we're going to eat. And then they fucking, like, they squish them.
And that's how they make chicken nuggets.
And they grind all that into a perfect little gelatinous
thing. Dude, I think that was a Twix commercial. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's like, left or right? Which one do you want to pick? And Jesus. It was, and that little thing, that whatever meat comes out of there, the bucks and all that shit, is the chicken nugget.
No, I bet the chicken nugget
is
just...
It's a paste. It becomes a pink
paste. It's not...
Paste.
No.
Dude, you're fucking
I've seen the video you're talking about where the baby chicks are being grinded, and they do grind baby
chicks. They grind the shit out of them.
But that's not... It's not... The pipeline from baby chicken to chicken nugget is not that simple.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's baby chicken, grind, and then a bunch of chemicals.
There's a bunch of shit...
Put in after they mutilate.
Here's what I think they do.
And they're delicious.
They take chickens. Yes. My assumption. Let's just fucking guess.
Yeah, let's
just fucking guess.
I have the fact,
you
but
don't
let's
know
guess.
Shit. You
let's
know
guess.
Shit.
Yeah.
If I had to guess,
I have the actual
and I
fact.
Bet you, I'm closer. I bet you I'm closer. So we're at a chicken factory. Breast, leg, fucking thigh, fucking wing. Boom, got it. Now there's all this shit left over.
The thorax.
Yeah. The guts, the innards, the beaks, the heads,
necks.
All that shit. They say, what are we going to do with that? That shit they throw into a big fucking grinder. Probably with some baby chicks.
Thank you.
They grind all that up. Then they throw in some filler, some plastics.
Yeah, but none of this is good. None of this is better.
No, I feel like, don't they put it in a, they put them in a centrifuge, right, to pull the meat off of it, to layer it up, and then they mush it together.
Dude,
no?
We all read some weird
conspiracy
shit about
McDonald's. I don't
know what
a centrifuge is. Why is he putting a big word? The fuck is a centrifuge?
1997, we got the internet in our classroom, and we all
printed this out on a dot matrix, like... You see what they're doing with the chicken?
We all went to newgrounds.com.
Yeah, dude, we all read the same horseshit about genetically
modified
chicken.
The Weekly
World
News, yeah, it was just a chicken zombie.
Nobody really knows what the fuck's going on. We all
KFC,
just know it's not
they breed them
chicken.
Without beeps. Everybody here went to community college.
I got thrown out. None of us had any idea.
I still owe Bronx Community College, and I don't have my back.
I got yelled at
for paying in all fives at Kingsborough Community College the one semester I went. This chick from behind me, this black chick, goes, is this motherfucker paying in cash? Leave me alone.
I'm so dumb. I went away to community college. Like, I went away.
You went abroad?
That was New Jersey Community College. That was jail. All right.
Yeah, I fucking traveled 3 hours near Syracuse to go to a junior community college.
What is the way that chicken nuggets are actually made, Shannon?
Okay.
You have the process.
Yes. There we go. So it says that chicken nuggets are made with white chicken meat that comes from breast or pectoral muscles in birds, as well as tendons, bones, nervous and connective tissues, and fat, all ground up together and then molded.
That's what I said.
No,
the
you
whole
said
fucking
baby.
Chicken.
Dude, that line in the middle of the chicken nugget from McDonald's has always been the vein that runs through every nugget.
Yeah.
That's just the tendons and shit. That's the good part.
Well, I will honestly never have another one again. That's I'm done.
You never saw the video?
No. I don't want
to. Oh,
the pink paste.
Video.
Yeah.
So now, thanks to Chick-fil-A. Who they have real chicken and
Chick-fil-A's fucking my shit.
It's so good. I mean, they don't like the gays and they close on Sunday, but they have great chicken. They take their chicken, they bread it, they cook it. So then Burger King started doing it, McDonald's started doing it. Yeah. So if you get that fancy chicken, it'll take a little longer, but they prep that in the morning. Also, the quarter pounder now at McDonald's is actually made fresh.
It's made out of fresh quarters.
It's a machine. It's a ground beef. They have a machine. They press it. So you have to wait for a while. So if you do go to McDonald's,
so
you get the quarter pounder.
McDonald's has been sort of fucking, they got a reputation. You know, what happened with the...
They adapt. They made salads.
Happened,
they
okay?
do.
The internet...
How fat am I right now that I'm just...
The internet changed things for...
I'm getting sweaty.
Justifying all of this.
Listen, the internet changed things, okay? Because...
Yes.
We had... It was just all sort of like rumors. There was no way to really share ideas. Yeah. Like, Your uncle had to care about the processing of fucking chicken at McDonald's in order for you to have a conversation.
Yeah, in the early 80s, it was just a secret. You just ate it. Nobody talked.
Yeah, it was nothing, dude.
Yeah.
Processed food, it was like, what? Processed? What the fuck does that even mean? Yeah, good. It's processed. Yeah.
Newports.
We need to eat.
Newports have glass. No one knew before the internet. Before they were smoking Newports, having a good time.
And then the internet came out, and then everyone was like, whoa, this is fucking wild, dude. And now McDonald's, it happened in the 90s. It was like a health initiative where McDonald's started doing like salads,
yeah,
and then they started like talking.
What's the guy Upton Sinclair, right, wrote the book about like the sausage industry in New York in like the late 1800s? Somebody fucking help me. This is a real book that I learned about in fucking school, I'm sure. They like blew the. That's why there's FDA guidelines on, or USDA guidelines on meat and shit. Yeah. And that's why they allow a certain amount of like fly wings or something.
Yes.
Because he was like, yeah, these are mostly bugs, all this food that poor people are eating.
Yeah.
That was in like the late 1800s.
Yes,
right?
yes. Upton Sinclair? I forgot what the book was called.
Something in the jungle?
The jungle, yes.
Thank God, somebody. I'm not.
It was from 1906.
Okay.
It's called The Jungle Muckraking the Meat Packing Industry.
Which also sounds gay. That's why Chick-fil-A hates the gays.
Sausage has gross shit in it too. Like when they fuck, you know, when they put that coating over it, and it's
well, that's
Paul, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you trying to not share your wife's sausage recipe with me? Because I've asked you for it probably like maybe 7 or 8 times.
I was about to say Italian sausage is perfectly fine.
This sausage that his wife's made, I mean,
she makes it homemade.
So what she does is it's sausage and peppers that cooks all day, and then we have a party. We have a big 4th of July party, and then before people leave, so we eat, we do the whole thing, then fireworks, then
burgers,
like 11,
all that stuff during the day,
then
snacks.
11 o'clock at night, a fucking gigantic. Fucking tub of sausage and peppers that's been marinating all day with the bread. And Lewis was like, you know, he's packing the kid in the car. We got to go. And we're like, you got to take these to go.
Yeah,
I will definitely send you this.
But then I was like, dude, I
love
this.
Don't fucking send this grease.
Like, my son's mother wants to make it.
Bastard.
And then he was like, yeah, I got you.
No.
Then he didn't give it to me.
No,
I asked again.
Don't give it to him.
And he's like, yeah.
No.
You pass it down to your daughter. You pass it down to your fucking kid and your daughter. You don't give it to this fucking Puerto Rican monk.
They're going to have vads of it in Jamaica. In the villa. He's just
you ever have
fucking...
Lewis sausage? Gourmet sausage. One of a kind.
We're just pouring fucking adobo in it.
Oh my God. So
it's so, it was so fucking good.
Yeah, no, I'll get that to you for sure.
Dude, Paul's house, and I mean, really great time on the 4th of July. I brought the kid there. Paul doesn't even pretend to want to be friends with black people. It's wild. I mean, I was the black person. I'm a half white racist person.
But here's the thing: when I invite my black friends, or they don't want to go there.
No,
they like they get up.
Well,
to the
it's
country.
They feel like you're trying to fucking trade them for other slaves.
I had a Puerto Rican Vladimir Kamaya had a Puerto Rican dude on my fucking deck, and a you know deer come out. We could feed the deer with our hand. Mm-hmm. And Vladimir, he never saw that shit, Kamaya, and he's going. Yeah, yeah. He's sitting on the deck, dude. He looked at this deer like he just saw a fucking UFO land. He kept going. You serious? Yo, you fucking serious? Yo, are you fucking serious? I'm like, yeah, dude. It's a deer. The deer was as close to, but I see that all the time. Like they're like squirrels to me. He couldn't. But when my friends go up there that are from the city and they've just never been in the country, they freak out. They're like, dude, this is like, he kept going, you got bug spray? You got that bug spray? I'm like, dude, we're fine.
I like how you're doing the fresh air fund for 40-year-old men.
Yeah. And it's really beautiful up there. But with deer, the problem with deer is you don't know. Like, they look so peaceful, but like, are deer dangerous?
So they're not dangerous unless when the young is small, because they're born every like January or whatever, when the mother is there and the baby's near. That's when she, like my dog runs out and he chases him off and they run real quick. And one time one just stood and started hissing at my dog because the daughter, the little one was near. And my dog got the sense, oh, this is some, but they're not for the most part. They just want to eat like the apples or whatever they could find on the ground. And they don't want to be bothered. The bears too. Bears, we got a bear just ransacked my wife's fucking garden, ransacked it. Looked like a fucking robber. Ooh. Things flipped over. And the bear, and people are like, oh, dude, were you scared?
It was actually Bobby Kelly.
Shouldn't have left a picnic.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
It was the tomatoes. What the fuck? No. But
he was also mad he didn't get the sausage and peppers. Yeah.
No, but the recipe? I know it's here somewhere. No. You fucking told me you're going to give it to me. There it is. You got to go. I'll wrestle that bear for a fucking. No, the bear's afraid, too. They're like raccoons. You see them, they look like a little person in a costume. They're fucking, they stand up, they run, they're scared.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what type of bear?
It's a black bear. They're small.
Are those the ones that kill people, though? What's that?
No, like the black bears.
Grizzly bears are the ones you got to worry about.
A brown bear, grizzly bear, those are the ones that like can fucking tear you. A black bear is just small and they just want to eat.
I was like, is that brown or black?
As he's fucking slicing your face off.
What is that?
It's charcoal.
I think it's like half brown, half black. I don't know.
It's chocolate brown. I don't know.
I mean, I don't even know what to. I have no idea if I saw a bear, I wouldn't know to act big or play dead. You have to choose one. So one is extremely wrong.
Yeah.
But I never read the fucking book. I have no idea. I would think I would go to act big.
Then rather than lay down.
Lay down and act dead.
Or run. Can't you outrun a bear?
No.
Are they fucking...
No.
You cannot outrun... How fast are these black
dudes? You can't outrun a human.
They got an extra bone in their foot.
You can't dude, a grizzly bear can run like a fucking Olympian, dude.
Holy
they
shit.
Fuck, dude, they
sprint. Yeah, dude, a grizzly bear?
Sprint.
Are you fucking trying to
I'm
go out
dead, dude. I'm dead. I thought you'd do fetal position or run.
You would be better off doing an accent at him than trying to make him laugh.
Like you're about to die. Do an impression.
Yeah. Hey, I'm from Philly. You want some water? Hey, dude. Yeah.
Not even know that.
Nobody. Nobody's going to outrun me.
Just how do you just do Piglet at him? Try to get him to calm down.
I don't know. I was doing Shane Gillis.
How do you get rid of a bear? Do you act big? Or Paul, do you live up near bears? Do you know? Do you act big or do you play dead?
Well, those aren't near our house. So if you went outside and saw the bears that were up there. Like
good job being unfucking prepared, Paul. What happens if you walk outside one day there's a grizzly bear in your backyard?
I would just go inside and close the door.
Paul, you got some guns in the house?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I went out.
I got a, I have a...
Just two Uzis.
Paul comes out, Jordan's fucking 13s on with two fucking Tech Nines.
My chain's out. I'm just...
Get out of my fucking grass, bear. Last time you fucked up my carrots.
Black bears, black people. I don't give a shit. I'll shoot them all.
Bill Burr's he's like, stop calling it a black bear. It's brutal. All right. It's a fucking bear. You don't have to call it a black bear.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, if I saw a black bear, I would be scared. Even though it's scared, I would be scared because they're hungry, dude.
Yeah. Can you like throw if you throw food, would it like fucking go for the food?
Yes.
Oh,
like
okay.
If you threw an apple at like a black bear's foot, it would just fucking look at it and start eating it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What if you throw a grenade? Just roll a grenade at
it. He presses R1 and throws it back. Like fucking Call of Duty. Throws the shit back at you. Fucking bears are smart.
Yeah, dude. Do you have any grenades?
No.
That's the way to do it.
But dude, I will tell you something. When we moved there, everybody kept saying, dude, did you see the bull house? Did you see the bull house? And I'm going, what? On the top of my hill, there's a fucking Tony Montana compound. It's like a $5 million house on the top of my block. His neighbor was Tommy Mottola, right? This guy, I guess I heard some things in Colombia. I don't know.
It's all cuckold money.
All I know is that this motherfucker had a Tony Montana compound with a bull. Not a fucking cow, not a bull with horns. And he built a place for people to walk up and throw at apples. So we went up there and brought the
kids.
All
these animals love apples.
Dude, yeah, they love it. Yeah, dude, they love it. And this fucking dude just had a, and it was like a message. It was like to say, don't fuck with the bull. Dude, this dude had a fucking bull in his front, just walked up to us. So he's looking and he starts snarling. And you see the shit with the foot. And we would just throw apples and he'd fucking just eat all day. And then and then they got divorced and the wife took all the animals.
The bull too? She took the bull?
She took it all. The horses were gone.
Bitch.
The horses were gone, everything. So what happened? Oh, apparently there was a divorce. She took the bull.
So it's just him there now by himself?
No, he moved. They sold the house for like $4
million. Oh, shit. Yeah, is some narco shit.
Having a bull in your front, a bull in your front lawn?
Yeah, that's some gangster shit.
Yeah, fuck a Rottweiler.
You have to really be a bitch to take all those animals. Like, there's no way you want a bull, but you just really want to hurt him.
Yeah, you don't want his vanity bull.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he bought that to, like...
If I was her, I would literally just have steak that night. I'm like, all right, well.
Oh, just kill the bull?
I would kill the bull right in front of him.
You got to eat the Rocky Mountain oysters. That's what you got to do right in front of him. Eat the bull's testicles right in front of him after the divorce settlement.
Can you go to that place? You ever like, so when you drive past there, it's just quiet. Nobody's there?
A new family moved in. And it's just like, dude, the pool house is the size of other people's homes. It's like nuts. But the animals are all gone. So it used to be goats and chickens, and then he'd have horses on different layers, and then you would just see a bull in the front.
Jesus.
Fucking gangster.
Sold
dude.
Drugs, big ass house, turned it into a petting zoo.
I don't know if it was drugs, but I knew that he came from like South America, and I think I think his father was a hedge fund guy. Who knows?
Where can I own monkeys?
Poppy seeds.
Capuchins.
They say don't.
Where could you own monkeys?
They say don't do a lot of things, Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever have bear hot dogs? Hot dogs made from bear? I have an uncle that goes up in the area you're talking about, and
eats bear.
He shoots. They get bear hot dogs. They're delicious.
Really?
Delicious. They snap when you bite them. Oh, so
I had alligator nuggets in Jacksonville, and they were fucking.
Currently, Washington State, terrible. Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas have no restrictions on monkeys as pets. None of that. I mean, literally nowhere cool.
Come on, Lewis. You don't want a monkey.
Dude, I played with a capuchin when I was in England. They were fucking adorable.
He'll rip your eyes out.
No, dude. I'll break this little thing's
the
fingers.
The monkey will get a hold of one of your CBD crates and he'll lose his fucking mind.
I'm not talking about a fucking orangutan or a chimpanzee. I'm talking about a capuchin. These are little fucking... Tiny.
Like a spider monkey? Like,
yeah, these guys.
I mean, that shit will still bite the shit out of you.
They're fucking adorable, dude. They're really cool.
I thought that was your voice.
There's a forest in Bali where they'll just come up to you and you can feed them. They'll just, like, jump on your shoulders. They're, like, used to being around people and
yeah,
shit.
I brought my son to that Tiger King place in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we were playing with little monkeys. They were adorable. Look how cute he is, Shannon.
Cute. He is a
Shannon.
Cute fucking monkey.
Shannon.
I love him.
Shannon, okay, if I got a capuchin. Shannon, if I got a capuchin, would you suck my cock to play with him?
Oh, look at him. He's just...
You would. Yes, you would.
He's cute. A little dumb, but he's cute.
He licked the Dove bottle, Shannon.
It's kind of gross. I'm not going to lie.
It is gross. I'm saying, what's wrong with this fucking thing?
Gross. It's adorable. It's a cute, literally, maybe the cutest creature alive. It's adorable.
Do you want to see a baby one?
All right. Yes. And what is the fine if I have a capuchin in New Jersey?
I think it'd rip your eyes out.
I bet it's like 20 grand. It's probably something exorbitant.
Because you got to figure, I could drive to Ohio, just drive him back.
Take the carpool lane.
I liked it, Chris.
Thanks.
Dude, a capuchin would be so cool.
It says violation can be up to 5 years in prison, maximum fine of $500,000.
I would sooner snap the monkey's neck before they found him. Like, animal control, hold on. Flush him down the toilet. What monkey?
No. I just shaved my head. That's why there's a hair clog in that toilet.
That's pubes.
I'm just shaving my head,
obviously,
bro.
Pubes. That's not a kombucha. It's pubes.
No, I said I was drinking kombucha. Shut up. Yeah. Stupid fucking cop.
Yeah.
You're a pig. You're allowed to walk around.
It's got live culture.
No. You thought I said
that thing is huge until it's pissing all over your house, dude. That's going to piss and shit all over your house.
Just look at him.
No way.
That's
look at
cute
figures.
For fucking 10 minutes.
Dude, the power move is you name him James 2, so James knows his place. Really start picking up his
look at him, Shannon.
Come on, they want to kill. They want to grow up to Shannon. Kill. Look at little Caesar.
Look at his little
ready
dick.
To fucking kill.
Look at his little penis.
Yeah, he's gonna put that in your mouth while you're sleeping because he doesn't know any better.
Shit in his hand and throw it
at
you, dude.
Yeah, right. Figure in your ass.
Give me capuchin facts, Shannon. How difficult are they to keep his pets? Because the guy that had them, it was Bisping's friend and his coach Daz. He had two of them, and he had a whole outdoor enclosure, like in the backyard. It was like just this huge. So these monkeys were running around playing. It was cool. It was the best. So they didn't go in the house.
All right. How much did that cost?
Probably not that much. If I had a guess,
$10,000,
$1,500.
It's an exotic animal.
Yeah, $50.
I bet you it's $1,500.
$1,500, maybe $2,500. I could see it going as high as $2,500.
$5,000 at least.
How much is a capuchin?
$5,000.
I feel like you can get a bobcat for $3,000. I feel like that's a more expensive
animal. Another thing that'll fucking tear your insides out.
Yeah, those are fucking scary. We have those in the neighborhood.
$5,000 to $7,000.
$5,000 to $7,000. All right, but still worth it, dude.
You have to be careful with your dog. When you let your dog out, you have to keep
they
that
only
out.
Only when you see like when a coyote is out when it shouldn't be, people say get the kids and dog in the when you see one coyote, it's scared.
Yeah.
When you see two or three, get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, dude.
Cuz when they like to the dogs, so they like to, you know,
packs.
And when you see two or three, it means they're like out with a purpose. When you see one, it's just kind of, you know, just
got
wants
lost
food.
For a little while.
It just wants food. It wants something. It's afraid of you. You see a couple of coyotes come up. It's
the fuck
they're
out.
They're hunting, so get
shit.
The fuck out. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That and they will fuck dogs up.
You ever
up.
Felt like you had to take down a yote?
My neighbor called and said, "Paul, get the kids inside. There's a coyote running through our backyards, and something's wrong." And I didn't have the gun at the time, so we just got inside. But then I got a gun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Just watching Paul miss a coyote as it murders his kids.
Hit my neighbor's car.
You motherfucker!
Shoot your kid in the foot. Oh, shit. All right, we're going to wrap this one. This has been fun. Love having you guys on the show.
Ah, man. Yeah, it's fun, man.
Make sure you support these motherfuckers. And make sure, once again, guys, Skankfest is happening November 5th through 7th. If you guys want to be a part of the festivities, momenthouse.com/Skankfest. You can buy individual shows for the entire weekend, and they will be available for 48 hours after you purchase the live stream. So make sure you go to momenthouse.com/Skankfest. Grab the live streams now. We'll be back on Monday with another incredible show.
When's this come out?
This is Friday on Gas Digital, next Monday on
If you get this Friday, YouTube. I'll be at the Wilbur Theater Friday in Boston, so come out.
Come support fucking Paul. Hell yeah. All right, guys, we're out. Peace.
That's all, folks.